All right, Matt, can you hear us?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, congratulations on that victory. Hard to believe it's been 3 years since you won, but just talk a little bit about what it really feels like to be back in victory lane.
It feels like a monkey's off my back of a gorilla with all that weight we've been carrying around. And everybody, that's all they all want to talk about is we have won in 3 years and how many races ever been. Just keep your head down, just keep focused and not worry about that and keep doing what you're doing. It's all about these guys. I mean, these guys haven't let it bother them. At least they play it off. It hasn't bothered them. But I can't be happy enough for every one of these guys. I mean, Duke and Rhonda, Thorson, Menards, everybody that always believes in us. I know we won the championship last year and won it without winning a race. But at the end of the day, all the naysayers, I still had that trophy in my living room. And but we started picking up that speed that we have this year at the end of last year, and it all paid off when we went to Homestead. But a lot of hard work by these guys.
All right, we're going to roll straight into questions. We have several, so we are going to take our first question from Lee Spencer. Lee, go ahead with your question.
Thank you. I was just kind of curious, Champ. Has it been in the last month or so where you had three, you know, top five finishes? What changed from before the, you know, before that? Is there something that you guys have found, or, you know, what precisely is it that you guys have latched on to?
Go back to the beginning of the year, we ran really, really well at Las Vegas, and we ran front of the top five there. And we went to Charlotte. We led laps. We were really fast, ran in the top five all night and ripped the track part of the frame. And then the next week we wrecked on pit road in Atlanta. And then we were Homestead, we blew a right front tire and hit the fence. And we've had the speed, but everybody didn't realize it. We were finished 35th and 40th, and we got wrecked on lap one, corner one. I know we've had the speed, but at the end of the day, I mean, you have four races and your average finish is somewhere in the 30s probably. It definitely gets everybody down a little bit, but in the day, these guys kept working so hard each and every week to keep doing what they're doing.
Has there had to been some adjustment that Thor Sport has made since you're dealing with a crate engine and not with the, the Yates power plants? I mean, do you kind of have to look at other places to find that speed that you've been familiar with in the past?
I always say it's hard to teach an old dog new tricks. At the end of the day, I've been used to driving a motor package that has a lot more acceleration than what the motors that we're running right now. And it honestly has hurt my driving style some. And it's hard to teach yourself a different driving style with these things. So I think I'm getting it.
Congratulations to you and Junior. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, we're going to take our next question from Randy Kovitz. Randy, go ahead.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, hey, Matt. I don't want to harp on it, but you did have the asterisk last year, winning a championship without a win. So what's it mean to know you punched your ticket, you're in the playoffs on a win, and if you win it this year, there won't be that asterisk?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it doesn't bother me. I mean, you have a bunch of people that are going to sit there and talk about it. I mean, you guys have to have something to write about at the end of the day, talking about the guy that won the championship without any races or win any races. So we gave you guys something to write about last year, so hopefully we can give you guys something to write about this year whenever we win a bunch of races and win the championship.
Also, your third win here, that's a record. Nobody's won three trucks race here. Kyle had won two. You had won two. Just your feeling about Kansas Speedway?
I love it. I mean, especially now that this place is aged and just seeing where we could run. I mean, we were on the white line. We were in the middle. We were everywhere. And I can honestly say the repaved racetracks, I mean, there have been a thorn in my side. It's not the raciest places, but everybody that repaves these racetracks, they should go back and look at Kentucky or here at Kansas and see done to the racing. I mean, it's phenomenal. All the lanes that we have, all the options we have, and the great side-by-side racing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to take our next question from Aaron Burden. Aaron, go ahead.
Yes, hello, Matt. Congratulations. Obviously, a great lengthy battle to the end there with Christian Eckes, one of your first big ones with him. What did you think of him, and how did that battle play out?
It was definitely a little nerve-wracking. we had a really good truck on long run, and it would usually take about 10 laps to get going. And he ran me down, and then I started overdriving the thing on entry, because that's what they said he could get in, enter the center of the corner. But I just started overdriving a little bit, and then I got away from him, and then last couple laps, he made up some ground. I mean, he did a very good job right there, and I knew if I just hit all my marks the last 20-something laps that he's going to have a big time passing.
And then, you know, 2 weeks ago, I think you were 12th in points. Now you were pushed through. You don't even have to worry about the playoff bubble anymore. How much of a relief is it to know that you can focus on your performance within the playoffs instead of having to make
it? Oh, it's definitely. I mean, it's going to be nice. The only thing, I got to put a leash on Junior, because now that we're locked in the playoffs, he's going to be one to try to really get outside the box and try all these different setups and everything. And you might see a struggle here and there now, because he's going to want to get outside the box so much. He's over here listening to me, so I'm taking the jabs at him while he can.
Thanks.
We're going to take our next question from Bob Pockers. Bob, go ahead.
Matt, did you ever wonder if the win was ever going to come?
No, I didn't at all. Like I said, it gave you guys something to write about and give you guys something to talk about each and every week, because we know you guys all about making the news each and every week. So I wasn't worried. I knew this group of guys, Junior and every one of these guys, got the speed again. So I wasn't too worried about it.
I guess, you know, you won enough that when you go a few years without, is there, like, I mean, is that something that depresses you, or do you see, like, look, I'm doing what I can, and if it comes, it'll come?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you just keep doing what you're doing, and at the end of the day, the wins will come. And especially, like, the last few weeks, we've had such great speed. And I knew when we were running, when we were leading laps again, when we were finishing the top five each and every week. I've always said that. I mean, you run the top five each and every week, they can't keep you out of the line. And it just shows right there. I mean, we ran now four races in a row in the top five. I mean, third, and fourth. And we just missed it a little bit on our last run yesterday, because I felt like we could have won that race on the second last run. We were really good there at the end. Oh, that was Ben. Last run, we just got really, really loose yesterday. So Junior and I woke up at 7 o'clock this morning when they were already here. And this is just the mindset that me and him have. We just work so well together. I called him and I said, I think we should do this. And I think we should do this. What do you think? He said, I already did it this morning. And that's just the bond that we have. And we just know each other's thinking before we do it.
Thank you.
Okay, our next question is going to come from Sterling with KCOU. Sterling, go ahead.
Thank you. First of all, Matt, congrats on the win today. About Thor Sport Racing in general, Grant mentioned in his section that Thor Sport Racing last year only had one victory throughout the entire organization last year. Now this makes three wins on the season for Thor Sport. What, in your mind, what's been the biggest contributing factor to Thor Sport finding some more success this season?
At the end of the day, I mean, we just had great partners like Ford. We've learned a lot, and they've helped us a lot. We just keep getting better and better each and every week. I mean, if you look at the playoffs last year, we had a lot of speed, and we had a ton of problems. And then we got the Homestead, and everybody's like, well, he's the dark horse. But if you go to Phoenix, you go to Martin, so I was leading the race. And we started building this speed the last 10 races last year. But and it's a lot of hard work, and it's not too bad for a team out of Sandusky, Ohio.
Thanks, Matt. Congrats on the win.
Thank you.
Okay, our next is going to come from Steven with 24/7 Sports. Steven, go ahead.
Matt, in the closing laps today, you had to race Christian Eckes, who was looking for his first career win for the victory. If I remember correctly, back in 2008, when you won your first race, you were in a very close battle that really wasn't decided until the last lap. So when you race a guy who hasn't won a race before in that situation, is there anything that you glean from your past experience and try and apply to trying to outrun him?
No, at the end of the day, I just keep hitting my marks. I wasn't really real worried about it. Him doing something completely crazy. I know if he would get close enough to maybe trying to do a slide drop. I mean, one of those Carl Edwards ones going in turn three, but I just knew I had to get off turn two good. And that's where he was really good through one and two, and I was better in three and four. But I just had to take his line down here in one and two, and then I got away from a little bit. But he did a really good job, and I got to thank him. He's the one that helped us get us here today, because that last restart, whenever he locked my bumpers and got us shoved out there in the lead.
Understood. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to take our next question from Casey Campbell. Casey, go ahead.
Thanks, Amanda. And hello, Matt. Good to see you on a Zoom call for the first time. How's it going, man?
I'm good. I'm good. See, I mean, I had a millennial up here probably to get this ready for me.
Hey, I talked to you before Kentucky a few weeks ago, and that was when all the bad luck was happening. And since then, your team has really, really gone up these last few weeks here at Kentucky, and then of course in the last race to Kansas. What has kind of transpired with that?
I mean, I didn't have any doubt in the speed that these hard Ford F-150s had each and every week. When we came back to Charlotte, we had a rocket ship there and just ripped the track car out of the frame. It was just luck up to that point. But at the end of the day, I mean, it will get you down a little bit if you let it, because there's a lot of momentum in this sport. And just, I mean, we finished third, and just the momentum that's carried to here has been very nice.
And you're going to, of course, the team's home track, of course, Michigan International Speedway, in 2 weeks. What's it going to be like racing in the Irish Hills?
Oh, I would love going to Michigan. It's only about 2 hours from the shop, and get to go up and see everybody at the shop that week as well.
All right. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
All right, Matt, I'm going to close with one final question from Brian Starr. And that question is just, by getting the victory today and gaining momentum as of late, how does that make you just look or view the playoffs?
I'm excited. I'm very excited for the playoffs. The playoff, all the racetracks are going to be very good for us, besides Talladega. That's always the unknown. But looking forward to all the playoffs, and just keep these guys going to keep building fast trucks each and every week. So there's no doubt we could go and get a fourth championship.
All right, Matt, congratulations again. Thanks for stopping by and spending some time with us, and we wish you the best of luck in Michigan in a couple weeks.
Thank you. Appreciate it.